The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with, I'm just with Dejan Bajkovic. His bride-to-be, Sanella, and partner in crime, is not here. She's way too cool for this podcast. I couldn't afford the booking fee. I could afford Dejan, but I couldn't afford Sanella. So we're stuck with the less good-looking of the two by far. Don't worry, Dan. I've got a wife way better looking than me. So all of you Cleaning Nation are stuck with the least good halves of both of our matings.
If they're happy, we are happy, man. That's how it goes.
Dejan has definitely passed the course of parenthood, not to mention our elite group. All right. They started BG Cleaning Service November 9th, 2019, West Palm Beach, Florida. These folks have been through our program, and I just love having people on because they invest quite a bit of time and money and energy to grow, and they learn a whole crap ton of stuff. And, we can take a dozen or so clients per month, and there are thousands of people listening. So I try to get people that have come through the program to kind of help you in their own words, give you the most value, that they can. So let's break it down this way, Dejan. I think the biggest issue folks get coming into our program is like, just tell me what to do, especially as dudes. Like, if you just tell me what to do, A, B, and C, I'll do it. And that was me for many, many years. The reality is we really have to teach you how to think and who to be. And we have to kind of change you as a human first. And then the business easily falls in line. So the question I have for you is twofold. One, what's the biggest, I want to ask you to speak for Sanella because that's going to get you in trouble. I'll just have you speak for you. What's the biggest change you made as a person, right? And maybe it related to your business a ton and maybe it didn't. Maybe it was just kind of you as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a husband or as a husband to be. And then second, what's the biggest thing that you did in your business, like physically change in your business? And did they relate at all? And don't give me like the answer you think I'm looking for. Give me that. If you're like, absolutely, great. You'll make me look smart. And if you go, one had nothing to do with another, I'll look stupid. It'll be okay. So talk to me.
So as the biggest change I had as a person was that I'm not stubborn anymore. I was a very stubborn person. It's true. I didn't listen to nobody. I did my way and it's only my way. There is no other way except it's not my way. And I changed to say no. I was always a yes guy. So if you ask me anything, I'll say yes. I will never say no to you, even if I know that I cannot handle it per se sometimes. I'll say yes. And then I'll kill myself in my head thinking, okay, you said yes. What are you going to do about it? Find a way how to do it. That was the personal.
Let me push back on that because I'm the exact same way. Yeah. And here's the problem. It's nuanced, right? If it was all good or all bad, we could have a pretty quick conversation, but it's not. Yeah. That stubbornness has served the crap out of me and has absolutely kicked me in the butt when I was unwilling to listen to coaching. And just so you guys know, again, I think I shared this with Dejan before, we've got a multimillion-dollar coaching business in that people pay me and my team millions of dollars to get our coaching. I still spend $70,000 a year on my personal coaching, probably double that on, or another 70 grand on investing in my team's coaching. So I want you guys to know, no matter what, and whoever we're getting taught from, I guarantee you they're constantly learning. So that stubbornness for me serves me a lot of times, but when it's like, I'm right and everybody's wrong, that definitely doesn't serve me. And then same with that, I gave my word, so I've got to do it. Definitely will serve you, right? We don't advocate ever like lie to people. You said this, do that. But you can take it too far in terms of giving your word too often, not understanding how to have a conversation with someone to say, hey, can we do something different and still do it in integrity? So how does that feel? How did the stubborn, because first of all, you're like, I'm not stubborn anymore. Like, bull crap. I will agree you're less stubborn, maybe 10%, 20%, 80%. I'll let you pick the percent, but it ain't 100. So how did you move from, I know everything, I'm stubborn, to emptying your cup? That's a hard thing to do.
To be honest with you, just listening to you guys, because when you like cleaning, especially cleaning services and cleaning business, you don't have many people who are same like you, because not everybody's going to go down this road because it's a hard ass road. I'm sorry for my French. I hope I can say ass on this podcast.
You just did.
but it's a hard road to go down to. So you don't have nobody to actually ask for advice. And in your head, it's all good, man. I'd be making money. Oh, my bank account is full. Oh my God, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But then you realize when somebody who is actually in this and you're in the same cup, like everybody else who was in the class, and when you listen to people, okay, oh my God, these guys are doing way different than I do. And I can see that there actually works. My just tags in one place and it doesn't go up. It went up. Don't get me wrong. It goes up, but you're reaching the point where it stays here and it doesn't go up anymore because you don't have systems in place. You don't know how to say no. The pricing was off for a long shot. And when you start saying no to the people and when you start implementing the systems you learn in a course, you actually see what is the best way to go. Mm. I'm still a stubborn person. Don't get me wrong, but I'm stubborn for myself, not for the business. Let's put it that way.
So let me just, I love hearing that. And I'll just kind of clean nation, give you what I pulled out of that. Cause I pulled a couple things out of this and hopefully you guys are seeing this is a mutual coaching, right? Like I'm constantly trying to teach and learn. What I just heard from Dayon, and I couldn't agree more, is we can't get along in life if sometimes we deal with the things that aren't working. So we make up a bunch of stories, how everything's great and it's perfect and whatever. Now that doesn't mean things can't actually be great and perfect and whatever. If that's really the case and you have everything that you want, and by the way, no one ever does. So it's like, maybe I have all the money I want, but I don't have the time. Maybe I have the time and money, but my physical life, my body's a wreck because I'm wringing it out. Maybe all those are good, but my spiritual life is no good. And I don't even know what this purpose is. Maybe some of those are good, but my relationships aren't great. Right. So I think step one is really being honest, because we want to tell ourselves good stories. I'm great. Everything's great. No need to, you know, because if I'm overweight, well, the answer is going to sound something like a diet. I don't want that. So I'll just tell myself, it's America. I'm not fat. Right. Like, so I love
chubby
Dayon. Yeah, I'm lovable. I'm fluffy. There's all sorts of work. Yeah. And this is me, by the way. I got a good 20 pounds I could lose. I'm not picking on Dayon.
Same.
Much easier. Dayon's like, I'm there, baby. So first we got to kind of rightly assess. Right. It feels better to go, everything's great financially, money, blah, 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 blah. That feels good until we have to live in that. And then at some point we go, okay, I'm done pretending. I would rather have the body I want than live in the dream. So first of all, rightly assess. And second of all, go, is what I'm doing working to get the result I want? And if it is, you don't need coaching. Keep doing what you're doing, right? Like anyone out there, it's like, my life's perfect. I've got the money, time, everything's working great. And again, relationships, I can't help you with spirituality. I've got some thoughts, but I couldn't take payment from it. But if the things that are working and they truly are, and you're rightly assessing it, no need for coaching. Just keep doing what you're doing until it stops working. But if they're not working, you got to be honest with yourself. Okay. So talk to me about the moving from, I say yes to whatever my customers ask, and then I continue on that deal, no matter how good or bad of a deal it is, effectively till the end of time.
Yeah. So why I made my biggest mistake was making was when we got, and as I told you, I think the first time we talked was the area where we live. It's a very wealthy area with the people who have lots of money. So trying to get that kind of customers, you have to say yes to certain stuff was, okay, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. I'll be there. I'll be at your house all the time. I'll come by. I'll check the girls. I'll make sure everything is fine, which it worked. But doing 95 hours a week, which I do for past a year and a half without a day off, catches up on you eventually. So I started saying no. I was like, this is the way it is. This is people. They're trained properly by us. They went to the right channels to get to know what they need to do in your house with no mistakes. They speak English, they do. So this is the way I'm going now. You like it, you don't like it. If you like it, we're good. If you don't like it, part friends. What you say always, it's better to part friends. And still, I can help you if you need help, than rather send somebody, mess it up. You'll be crying all the time. You'll be yelling all the time. I'll be unhappy. It goes to my wife. It goes to everybody I work with. And it goes specifically in my head is, okay, this is the way it goes. Do you want it or you don't want it? That's the way it is. That's what I do now. What I did before was, I got you. No worries. I'll be there. I'll do my best. And it catches up on you eventually that you're going to slip. And when you slip and fall, it's a way harder fall than you actually saying no to them. So,
such a great point. Dayon is did a perfect description of a people pleaser. I am married to one of these wonderful human beings, right? They're amazing to be in your life, but yeah, they will overcommit. And then they can only juggle so much and start dropping balls and they get frustrated themselves. You or the world gets frustrated themselves and it blows up. So the encouragement. So both, I heard both of those is really an internal Dayon thing. So obviously we switched to saying no, but first we had to get Dayon to go. Well, and there's one thing you said, I'm like, oh, I want to push back a little. So I heard you say I work in a wealthy area. Can't push back on that. What I don't know what your area. And if you say it's the truth, it's the truth. But so you have to do certain things. I'm going to say, yes, you do, but you have a lot more influence over those things than you think. So I would encourage everybody to go, we think, oh, they're wealthy and they've got a lot of money and they're going to pay a lot. Therefore, I'm their hand servant. And it's like, well, hold on. I was with you until the therefore, and then you lost me. Therefore, I have to have really good systems and processes and have things tight and keep my word. And I have to understand their thinking. You know, it's funny. On I've heard this from several people that have private planes. You know, this, I don't know, $40,000 an hour to fly or whatever, or $10,000 an hour to fly, depending on the plane and where you're going. And you know what? A lot of times, and they've got, you know, it could be caviar. It could be, you know what they get? It'll be McDonald's. And it's not because McDonald's is great, because McDonald's has systems and processes. So wealthy people want what they want, but it's not always what we think they want. We think they want butlers and somebody with caviar and super fancy stuff waiting on them. They're like, to them, to not everybody, obviously there's caviar up there, but there's, you'd be shocked at Chick-fil-A or like, you just stupid stuff that you'd be like, why would you have that on a private plane? Cause like, I want what I want and my money allows me to have it. So oftentimes we don't understand who our client is, and we assume they want to be weighed on hand and foot. And sure, if you ask them, would you like to be weighed on hand and foot? Or they'll go, yes. But if we understand and go, hey, you want a result, you want time in your life, you want qualified people that aren't going to let your dogs out, that are going to keep your family and your home safe, and you want to make sure that you can trust these daggum people. That's what you want. They'll be like, yeah, I guess it is. So once we think it through and really understand their pain, we can kind of take charge. Because I've got people calling me that are very wealthy, millions of dollars, go, I want you to fly. I want you to go, hey, I got a system. If you got a system, it'd be working. And if your thing's working, best of luck. If you want my system, you're going to do it my way. And you're going to get mass results. And they go, okay. They just want someone to have a daggum system they can trust. So anyway, how did you make that move? Because again, it's easy to go, stop getting bossed around and start, you know, setting boundaries. Easy to say. How'd you do that? How'd you go from where you were to where you are inside?
Honest to God, this is an honest question. Honest answer, I'm sorry. So the whole issue was started with those people on the Palm Beach on the island side was started by one person, which knows half of the island. And when you do referrals to that person, was nobody except that person ever said, I need you in my house. None of them. Everybody was like, hey, your girls are amazing. They do an amazing job. I'm not going to complain. But that specific person was connected to all of them. And that the issue started. Why you're in her house and not in my house? Why are you in her house and not in my house? So I said, okay, me and her part friends. That she was the first one of my client list, which I said, she was actually the first client that said, I'm not going to do your house anymore. Don't get mad at me.
Don't get mad at me. I don't care. I ain't doing it.
But this is the way I go. I don't want to lose much clients and accounts, which they are huge, honest to God, especially in the island, where because you have a certain issues in your head, which I cannot help you resolve. That's internally, that's your own stuff. So I cannot do nothing about it. So it's better part friends. When I see you on the street, I always say hi to you. I'll be there for you. If you need me to come on and do some quick emergency stuff, I'll be there for you. Don't get mad. I'm here. I'm that kind of a guy, but it's better for us to part friends so I can keep doing what I'm doing on the island and doing what I'm doing with your friends and your clients and my clients as well without losing anybody.
And let me give you an encouragement. Let me give you a quick encouragement. I remember I heard this relating to one thing. It's going to relate perfect to what you're talking about.
Yep.
We talk about in high school, we're always worried about like what people think about us, right? Like, oh, he thinks I'm cool, or he thinks I'm a nerd, or they think I'm a jock or not a jock or whatever. Rich, not rich. Different high schools, different thing. And then kind of at our 20-year reunion, we start going like, you know what? I don't know if I care what day I like Dayon, but I don't know if I care what he thinks about me anymore. And then at the 30-year reunion, we realized they never thought about us in the first place. They were doing the same thing we were. I'm wondering, does Dayon think I'm cool? Does he like me? And you know, the whole time Dayon was thinking, does Mike think I'm cool? Is he going to? So we're always worried about the other guys thinking. And the truth be told, they're not thinking about us at all. Dayon's thinking about Dayon. And Mike's thinking about Mike. So how that relates to, because we've had this, it's not always on Islanders, you know, that's the details are similar.
Yeah, the details.
The concept is exact same. I've got this guy that, oh, but Dayon, do it for free for me or for a very, very discount. I'm going to give you a bunch of referral. There's always all this stuff. The reality is all those people say that this guy or gal that you're talking about went on a rampage and told everyone Dayon's the worst. He sucks. He's blah, 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 blah. Guess what? They're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about that guy or gal. They're thinking about them. And if they think they can give them the result, they don't give two craps about, you know what I'm saying? So anytime we put our success in someone else's hands, if this guy likes me, if this guy pays, if this guy, whatever, there's the problem has begun, right? And as soon as you go, hey, yeah, we'll just say you're the crazy person asking for all sorts of stuff. Hey, Dan, I appreciate you want me to be your tailor and your butler and your hand servant and, you know, do everything. I would want that too, but that ain't the thing. We've got super talented people. I don't do that anymore. And if I did, I know you got a lot of money. You couldn't afford it. How's 20 grand a month sound? Too much? Okay. Well, then that conversation's over. Or pick a number that you're like, okay, I'll be your hand server for that. 50 grand a month. I don't care. It's your number. And you go, I'm like, that's insane. I go, yeah, I know it's insane. That's why I would suggest hiring my people for $400 a month or whatever the case is. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. Here's where we part friends. It's okay. Like, yeah. And I love your, I wish I had a clip of Dejan earlier in fear and just not showing up in fear and like, I got to do this, as opposed to Dejan now, which is just like, yep, this is where we're at. No big deal. And people just go, and I'm assuming he or she accepted it. Like, once you came with that calm energy of, my business is evolving, what I chose to do for you before, I'm not willing or able to do anymore. Here's how the relationship's going to evolve. And you can be in on that, or you can say it doesn't work. I'm going to go somewhere else. Either way, we can part friends. And I love that energy you're bringing to it.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to go. And the best way, to be honest with you, it's just to give people a choice. Don't just be like, okay, I'll do it. And then after a month or so, you're just going to be like, oh my God, I made a mistake because I said yes to you, but I can't actually fulfill your needs. So it was that way. I think the best way to do the business that way is like, be honest with people. I think the honesty goes a long way. Maybe I was raised on that way, but that's how Eastern Europeans are always raised. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you what I think. I think that me and you are not we are not compatible. I cannot help you. You cannot help me. I'm not gonna waste your time because I know eventually you're gonna say something, and plus that's gonna affect me and affect my other clients. So pick and choose, pretty much. We are in that space where you can actually pick and choose clients. I'm not gonna do everybody, like in the beginning when everybody just wanted, just give it to me. Let me collect that Google reviews. Let me build my Google platform. Let me do this. Let me do that. So it's no, this is the way it is. This is my price. This is how much I charge. This is how many people are going to be at your house. This is what is going to be done. If you need anything else, it will be charged more. If we are on a good terms with that, then I'll be more than happy to help you out with sending team out. But if you started going around the block, oh, I need only one bathroom, oh, I need only one kitchen. No, we're done right there, right now. There is no way. There is no possible way. That's an issue pending. It's going to happen.
So let me... I can already read some of your minds out there, and I want to make sure I address it. Some of you are thinking, that's awesome, and I love Dejan. And when I get to that point, I'm going to do that. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. Once I get to a certain amount of money or revenue, I'm talking to you, guy or gal. I'm just starting and I have zero clients. So tempting to be like, you wave some cash in front of me. I'll spit shine your car. I'll wash your dog. I'll do your dry cleaning. Like, you need a back rub, like whatever. And those are all fine services if that's the business you choose to be in. But you got to make sure if we're in the janitorial side or the residential side, we're not doing that other stuff. So don't fool yourself into thinking once I get big, then I can. It is the opposite. You know, just think about it. If you're looking to date and you're like, I'll date anyone that says yes. How is that the fastest way to a healthy relationship, or is the fastest way to a healthy relationship saying no to as many people as quickly as possible to get to the right one? So I want to encourage you, please, please, please don't wait until some magic moment in the future. We're like, oh, now I can control my life. Like you can start, I promise you can start with that. And believe it or not, it feels like you'll grow slower. Yeah, I promise you'll grow. Certainly when it comes to profit, time, all the healthy indicators of growth. If it's just revenue, like how can I get to $2,000 of gross revenue the quickest? Saying yes to everyone's probably it. But if you care about making a profit, having a life, growing past $2,000, like if you care about any big picture items, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. All right. We are almost running out of time. Here's a freebie. Any question I didn't ask that you want to ask of all the information, because again, Dejan's invested months and months and a lot of money into his own education and his own ability to run the company. Distill it down for those listening. What's the best piece of advice, so to speak, you can give them?
My best piece of advice is do not think that you know everything. You don't. There is always somebody who knows more than you and who actually went through all this. And that's you personally, you, Mike. You went through all of these channels that you can actually have a right to talk about it because you know what you're doing. But as what you mentioned, I'm going to agree with you 100%. Just 2 minutes, I'll take your time. When you said if you did,
hey Dan, when you're agreeing with me, you can take 10 minutes of my time. As long as you know you're saying nice things, you go all day. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I agree with you 100%. What you said is do not take what you said. Do not, if somebody waves $1,000 in front of your face and be like, spit clean my car, don't do it. It's just going to catch up on you. I think, and I agree with you, I reached the point of $300,000 and $400,000 a year revenue, which it's a good amount of money, don't get me wrong. But I think if I had these systems in the beginning, I'll be at a 2 million. It's not easy.
And probably not that he has any gray hair, but less brain damage and gray hair, right?
Less brain damage, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Because I think that when people wave money in front of your face and you're new in business, you just want to do it. You just want to do it and just want to take clients and see if you're good. But if you had systems in place with all the scheduling and hour wage and cost of goods sold and a customer profitability sheet and your everything, your hiring process, if you had that systems in the beginning, I swear to you, because I went through this, you'll be at $2 million in 2 years instead of $400,000 in 2 years. That's my, just my opinion.
And I love that because Dayan can kind of give you from the, his perspective, having been a coach, yeah. I've got a little different perspective. It is probably one of the most frustrating thing we deal with as a company is the juxtaposition or the dichotomy, the opposites of people yeah. who think they need training and people who need training. So the funny thing is at all levels I've seen, and I'll tell the story. I think I'm stealing from Earl Nightingale. He talked about selling, or he was a friend of mine. Anyway, I can't remember the story. He talked about selling self-help stuff, right? And he had, yeah. and it changed his life. He listened to it and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so much better. And his job was to go sell these like records or tapes. This is like 20, 30, 40 years ago. And he went to all his broke friends that were desperately needed this stuff. Right. And he made no sales and he's telling his friends, I'm like you, this is gold. This is magic. It'll change your life. Pass. 3 months. Finally, he went to someone rich to get some coaching. Like, hey, I'm working my butt off. I'm doing everything I know how to do well. Why can't I sell these things? He goes, what things are they? He goes, oh, it's this coaching. I'm sure you've heard of it. He's like, you know what? That sounds amazing. I'll take 10. I want it for me and my friends. Yeah. So the funny thing is the rich guy that didn't need the coaching invested 10X in the coaching, not just for him, but for his team. The poor people always think that they're good. So again, the standard for like, well, which am I? Maybe, you know, everyone that thinks they need the coaching, great. They'll still help. Oftentimes they don't need it. It's just going to help them. The people that are confident, they know everything and don't need anything. They desperately need the coaching. So how do you know which is you? Take an honest look at the results you're getting. If you're living the life that you want and you know you are right now, not I've got some harebrained half butt scheme to work tomorrow, but I'm actually living it now. You're good. I'm not talking to you because you're probably already in coaching. You're probably already investing yeah. in your education, whether it's books or mentorships or mastermind or whatever. It doesn't matter what it looks like, whatever works for you. You're already investing in that. For those yeah. of you that aren't, take a look at where you're at in 9 times out of 8, you're not living the life that you want. All right, guys, gals, thanks for hanging out. If you were like, holy crap, I like this. I want more coaching. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got hundreds and hundreds of hours of podcasts. We've got a 15,000 person Facebook group you can connect with. The best thing I would start with is our free on-demand masterclass. It's like the best 40, 50 minutes I could kind of pack together. It's right on the homepage, all free. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.